the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Good morning. I'm Hot Wings. And yeah, we were talking off the air. It's become this crazy challenge now. Just like a lot of America, my kid's school district is no different in that there aren't enough bus drivers. All the bus drivers evaporated into other lines of work or just don't want to do it or whatever. And so they're having all these bus fares and whatever. And they can't hire enough people, which means that every other week, like one of my kids doesn't have a bus. So like 2 weeks ago,
rotating?
Well, they rotate through different buses and different schools and whatever, so that it's not like all one route has no bus all year or whatever. And so this week, Grayson has no school bus, so he has to be taken and picked up from school every single day. And he's at a new school, and every time it turns into this thing where it's like, where do you pick him up? How do I go? What time do I have to get there? And all this time trying to work around schedules. And it sucks. So if anybody wants to be a bus driver, now would be a great time because every district in the world is hiring.
Well, it's a dream job.
Well, you know what I have thought to myself is, what happened to all the 63-year-olds who used to drive all the buses? Did we run out of 63-year-olds? Because that's how old all my bus drivers were. It was like they had all just retired, in my case, probably from GM or Ford. And then they became bus drivers to do something for a while and yell at kids. And it was great. We got to and from school, and we usually hated the bus driver, but we got there. And where are all those people? Don't they want to do that?
I think they
anymore?
Got sick of taking the abuse.
I'm sure.
Or they got COVID.
I'm sure they did.
It's a pretty messy place if you're in your
60s. They're vaccinated now. The kids have to wear, they're like mandatory. They have to wear masks on the bus. I mean, you know, it's reasonably safe for those older people.
We took these sad, ugly punching bags for granted for too long, and now there's none left.
We really did. I mean, now there's like crazy signing bonuses. It's like working fast food now. You can get like $48 an hour, I think.
I don't think they actually raise the pay. True. I think they'll give you an iPhone once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if we can jump out of order, my around the room relates directly to Hot Wings. With all this talk, hi, I'm Steve, and with all the talk about the bus driver shortage, I was curious the other day. I was like, man, I wonder if my town is short on bus drivers. And I looked it up. Sure enough, they are.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I mean, surely they're paying some serious coin. And I actually thought for a minute, if they're paying a good amount, maybe I'll get like an afternoon. I'll get an afternoon shift and go home from work while Evelyn's taking a nap. I'll drive around my school bus.
You are thinking about becoming a school bus driver.
I was.
It's funny. I thought the same thing. I go, I couldn't do it because my kids are in different. It just wouldn't work timing wise. But I go, man, if I didn't have anything to do, it might be it'd be a funny thing to talk about to be a bus driver for a year.
Hey kids, you know what kind of engine's in this yellow wagon?
I mean, a few extra bucks. Why not?
Exactly. I'm, gotta save money for Evelyn's college.
Yeah, I have kids besides my own to yell at for a while.
I looked it up. I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be like $35-40 an hour. Like, it's good. You can make some serious coin.
No way.
No, it was like $16 an hour.
Yeah, you're certainly not lighting
not
the world
a
on
chance.
Fire.
And you know the benefits aren't great because all bus drivers have weird growths on them that they don't take care of. Spots and things like that.
Well, I specifically remember two bus drivers that I had when I was a kid, either elementary school or middle school. One of them, of course, her name was Irma. And the other one, her name was Warthog. Well,
like for real? I mean,
birth?
I mean, I don't know if it probably not by birth, but that was the name that was bestowed upon her by a bunch of
children. The children christened her Warthog.
See, Steve, that's why we're short on bus drivers. Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad
Mrs.
for...
Mrs. Warthog is never going to recover.
Her first name was Warthog. Mm-hmm. Warthog Jones.
Mrs. Warthog
Jones. She didn't get the dignity of being referred to as Mrs.
No, not at all.
Not even a Ms. Warthog.
That's one thing that I'll have a memory flash by, and it'll be just a school bus driver who was just at the end of their rope or line or whatever you say, who had been driven mad by children.
sitting there getting hit in the back of the head with garbage thrown from the bus.
Well, that's the thing. Now that's less likely to happen because they're encased in plexiglass half the
time. Really?
Yeah, well, they have like the little shields. Divider, you know. And then everybody has to wear a mask, so you're like 90% less likely to be made fun of for your facial deformities now. Like Warthog was.
There's never been a better time to be a monster and drive a bus.
Right.
That's what Hotwings is saying.
Yes, by the way, I mean, Hotwings, if you're ugly about... from the eyeballs down, this is your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the kids will be going home saying, Mom, you got to sleep with my new handsome bus driver. Meanwhile, your face looks like a half-chewed caramel.
Yeah. They might call him like good-looking eyes Carl. You know, who knows?
That's true.
Oh, the eyes.
Because everybody was just, you know.
Very unlikely. Hotwings saying that he was thinking about driving his kids' buses, even though it didn't work out. Reminds me that my bus driver from like seventh grade on, her son was in my class, and she was actually a great bus driver and really young, and she was very nice. But you know how lots of times people who are jerks hate the person in authority who makes them not be jerks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, so one of the principle. Kids that was a real butthole on our bus, that he got in trouble everywhere he went. He was just a piece of crap. We were in math class, which one day, and by the way, our school was poor, so my math class was taught by the shop teacher in the shop. So I sat in sawdust and learned to do equations in seventh grade. But this kid was at our table, and he started bad-mouthing our bus driver. We rode the same bus. And my friend, Benny, his mom is the bus driver. And I go, hey, man, that's his mom. Oh. And he goes, oh, it is? Well, your mom's a bitch. And I'm like, this is terrible.
Oh, man.
No.
See, that's what are you doing?
That's kids for you. That is so.
Yeah, that's the mouthy kid who knows he doesn't mind getting into a good fight.
Like, this show, I think, would give you, having worked on this show for a while, would give you a better chance of surviving mentally. But I think the kids would break you down pretty quickly.
I'll bet, though. they might, but I'll bet there also haven't been too many bus drivers that would turn around and look at some kid being a jerk and go, yeah, good one. Yeah, I've never heard that joke before. Sit down.
I think I did. I had a bus driver that did that, but that's how she talked.
We just start mocking their clothes.
I did. One of the bus drivers I feel so bad for was this lady who drove a bus, one of my buses, and she had like the voice that someone who has a voice box has. She talks like this. And she had barely any teeth, and the first time that she picked me up, she spit either a tonsil stone or some sort of like chewed piece of bread right onto my lips. It was really gross, but they made fun of her so badly having happened, like I think they brought her to tears one day.
Oh no!
I know, man. It was really bad, and I can't say I didn't do anything except probably laugh until that moment. They were so mean to her that at that age I grew a heart and felt bad.
Oh, wow.
I know. Oh man,
that is really something.
Like that. Her name was Miss Jerkins.
Come on.
So use a fake name, lady.
You've got to lie about what your name is. If your last name is Jerkins.
Yeah,
my name is Miss Jerkins, but I don't want the kids to say anything, so will you call me Madam Masturbation?
Except she taught like this, and she was from Alabama, New Brockton, Alabama. And the first day I got on the bus, I was late. I was walking out of the house. My mom was like, get out of the house. The bus is here. She left us. So my mom had to follow the bus to where the next stop was. We were on a dirt road. Mm-hmm. And we hop on the bus, and she's like, you are late. I was like, oh, my God, lady, this is my first day. I'm the new kid. I'm Miss Jerkins, and I don't wait for kids. I was like, oh, my God, okay.
It's like literally your job.
Yeah, I know. Like, give
like
me a minute.
One job.
Give me 1 minute. So me and my brothers, we hop on the bus, and fast forward later that day, it's pouring, and we live on a dirt road. And she was like, can't go down your dirt road because of the mud. You're going to have to walk. I was like, Miss Jerkins, I am not walking. And she's like, you and your brother's got to get off my bus. I hate you. I've only known you and met you twice so far in one day, and I just can't stand you. She was awful.
Poor Miss Jerkins.
No, not poor Miss Jerkins.
My grandpa on my dad's side was a substitute bus driver in our school district. And so I always liked that. He only did it when I was in elementary school. Now, he didn't care. Like, he didn't need the job. He did it for a few extra bucks and something to do. And he was definitely from the era where kids, it was fine to like smack them and yeah. had no problem doing that. And so I'm on the bus, and, you know, in elementary school, we rode the bus with all ages. So it was, the youngest kids were towards the front and some older kids mouthing off, and he calls him to the front and stands up out of his seat. This is my grandpa. I've never seen him do anything like this. Grabs him by the shirt and slams him up against the side of the bus and says, if you want to mouth off, we can go outside and see how well you do. I'm like, oh my God, my grandpa's going to fight Eddie Harless. What's going on?
Yeah.
And
hell
so
yeah.
when he did that, he pointed at him and he touched the guy's face with his right index finger, which had had the tendons torn out of it in a combine accident and wouldn't bend. So it was like a flesh made stick.
Whoa.
And later I brought up that incident when we were at a family get together and he said, yeah, I always touch him with this finger because I know it kind of freaks him out and they think I'm crazy.
I'm going to pull that and use that imaging out of context.
I know. This whole conversation has somehow been a little bit sexual between that and Mrs. Jerkins going down the dirt road or refusing to.
You're going
to
get stuck in it.
It's so muddy.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.